We're up to Siman Shin Pei Aleph. Page Reish Mem Ches, Seif Aleph. Beginning of a new Siman, it comes after page 494. Page after 494, page Reish Mem Ches, Siman Shin Pei Aleph. We are continuing the discussion of Bittul Rishos. A person forgets to join in Eruvei Chatzeres. Like we learned in the classic case where everyone contributes a piece of bread, and one person forgot, so we spent the whole last week discussing what is the solution. This solution is that the person that forgot to contribute should be mevatel his rights in the courtyard. And we discuss all the different types of, all the lumdus of what it means to mevatel, and all the different nafkuminis lahalacha of what his restrictions are after he is mevatel. Okay, now let's discuss, we're going to discuss what happens if he changes his mind on Shabbos. He is mevatel his rishos at Shabbos, it's Friday night. He forgot to contribute. Let's make a case. There are five people in the courtyard. He is number five. He forgot to contribute. He is Mabatul Rishos. And then Friday night, he decides, you know what? I change my mind. I want to take something from my home and bring it into the courtyard. Now, there's no Erev, so you're not even allowed to do that. So let's see what happens. So, but if he does, he does it in sin. That's what it appears to be. So by taking something from his home into the courtyard, he is showing that he is taking back his rights in the courtyard. And this also can be done even during the weekday. During the weekday he should make an Erev. Let's just see the words inside. Hamavatel Rishusoy, a person is Mavatel is Rishus, in order to solve the problem. He then takes an object from his home into the courtyard. B'shoig, I guess that's what we want to say here. Actually, not a person, not have the chutzpah to be mechal Shabbos. This is not a chil Shabbos deraisa because this is a rishus yachid. There is no erif, and let's just say four people did join in an erif. He did not. He was mevatel his rishus. He is not allowed to take an object from his home into the courtyard because he gave up, he relinquished his rights in the courtyard. The remaining four people are allowed to carry from their homes to the courtyard because they made an Erev and he relinquishes his rishus to them. And then suddenly this number five, he forgot, and he takes an object from his home and he carries it into the courtyard. That shows he's taking back his rights in the courtyard. So now his bittul has been nullified. And the other four people are no longer allowed to carry from their homes into the courtyard. So here it says, if he does it by accident, it was an accident. So there's no deliberate intent to undo what he has done. If he deliberately carries from his home to the courtyard, Oiser. Why? Sheharei Choizer Mibitulo Shebitul. He has retracted. He has undone his original bitul. The Im. Now here comes along a very important law. But what happens if the people of the courtyard beat him to it? If the other four people, even one of the other four people, has already carried from their home to the courtyard, that is a statement. That is a chazok. We've now taken possession of the courtyard away from you. Now this is revealing over here a very important concept. There are two steps to bittul. Let's review the step. Let's review. We have five people in the courtyard. Four people made an erev. One did not. The one that did not is mevatel his rights in the courtyard. It's not over. That's part one. Part two is the recipients of the bittul. 1, 2, 3, 4 have to take it. I relinquish. It's not enough. You have to take what I have relinquished. How do they take what he has relinquished? By making a chazaka. How do they make a chazaka? They take an object from one of their four homes and carry it into the courtyard. So by carrying from their home to the courtyard, they are taking possession of this that number one has relinquished. So if they have done that, it's too late for number one to retract, to reverse his relinquishment of his portion in the courtyard. That's what it's saying here. V'im herzikoi k'boi k'var, if they have already taken possession, shayitziu mivateyem l'chotzer, they've already taken from their homes to the courtyard, It doesn't matter which order. It doesn't matter which direction. Either they took from the courtyard into, they took from their homes to the courtyard, from the courtyard into their homes. Now, according to the Mechaber, according to the first opinion, it doesn't matter when they have done this. Even if they have done this before Shabbos begins. Now, let's take a step back. Normally, when we discuss laws of bittul, we discuss laws of bittul when it's done on Shabbos itself. Because before Shabbos begins, the ideal solution is to make an Erev. Everyone should contribute. So it's Shabbos not yet begun. So what's the big deal? Contribute, number one, contribute your loaf of bread to the basket. And now all five of you will have contributed. We have one big joint Erev. So what's the big deal? So normally we discuss, we're discussing where it's too late to make the Eruv, it's already Shabbos, and now the only thing you can do is Bimavata. But the truth is, Bittul works even before Shabbos begins. So let's discuss the case where a person is very stingy, or a person doesn't have any money, he's very poor, destitute, and he has no bread to contribute. So the best that he can do to allow the other four people to carry in the courtyard is to Bimavatal his Rishos. And he is Mavatal the Rishos. And the other four people, and the other four people before Shabbos begins, so Friday morning, they walk into the courtyard and they take an object from their home and they bring it into the courtyard. So they were machzik in the courtyard. They took possession of this, that, number one, relinquished before Shabbos began. According to the Mechaber, in the first opinion, it's fine. It's good. They made the chazaka. It's irreversible. The bittul rishos irreversible.
Even though the chazaka was done before Shabbos.
Correct. Even though it was done before Shabbos. Along comes Mechaber and tells us that that's only one of two opinions. Ula Rashi, according to the opinion of Rashi, ein chazaka me'elas ela im kein erzikoy mishechoshecha. No. If you make chazaka before Shabbos begins, that's not a chazaka. Because it does not appear to any onlooker that you're doing it for the purpose of chazaka. Because during the weekday, there's no restriction. And during the weekday, you're allowed to carry from your home to a reshus that should. There's no restriction of a tzah during the weekday. So it's insignificant. Your action of carrying from your home to the courtyard is an insignificant chazaka during the week. When does it have significance? When Shabbos begins. When Shabbos begins, and four of the five have joined together, and one has not, and the one that has done has relinquished, and now the four are carrying from their homes to the courtyard, they are showing that we have taken possession of this, and number one has relinquished. Because otherwise, if not for the fact that number one has relinquished, we would not be permitted to carry from our homes into the courtyard. So it's only considered a significant chazakah on Shabbos, because Shabbos is the time when otherwise they would not have been allowed to do what they're doing, if not for the fact that number one relinquishes rishos. But during the weekday, where they can do whatever they want, regardless of if number one has relinquished or not, because they anyway have rights in the courtyard, it's insignificant, and it would not be considered a chazaka, and therefore number one would still be allowed to reverse his bittul. So these are the two opinions of the Mechaber. Yeah.
If a person does this bittul of his rishos,
yeah,
before Shabbos,
correct,
is he, if he were to carry before Shabbos,
who would carry?
The person who was mabatah his rishus.
Yes.
If he were to carry from his house into the courtyard,
yes,
even before Shabbos,
yes,
that would also be,
yes, correct, absolutely correct. The person has the power to do reversal even before Shabbos, correct. That is correct. That is one, because it's not my, I have no right to do this. It's not my property.
Even according to Rashi.
Yes, according to everyone. According to everyone, it appears, if I'm not mistaken, that
I'm showing about the rishus before Shabbos.
No, you're undoing your bittul rishus.
Huh?
You're undoing the bittul. He says the undoing. Number one is mevatel rishus before Shabbos begins. His question is, number one, was mevatel his rishus before Shabbos began?
So how does he show he's being mevatel?
He's undoing it. You don't show it. It's a statement. Chazal was extremely lenient.
Friday afternoon, I'm showing it. What am I showing you?
That's what we learned that was the first thing that we learned when we began the laws of bittul rishus. This concept of relinquishing your rights is a lightweight. It's a very light halacha. You don't need to make a formal transaction. Normally in halacha, even you go to sell your chametz to the rav, you don't really need to make a kinyan.
What I'm saying is, how do you publicly
state words. You make a statement in front of in front of a representative. Either we learn either to every single member of the courtyard or at least to a representative. You all, it's words. I hereby am a vatal my rishus to you. That's enough. And the yokai that's enough. Since when are words enough? Talk is cheap. Halacha words are very weak. Words are very rarely have significance.
You can't be mavatal with a maisha on Friday afternoon. Oh,
so he's saying that's what it appears to be. You can mavatal. If you are mavatal, if you stay Friday morning, I'm mavatal my rishus to you. And 5 minutes later, that person takes an object during the week. It's not even Shabbos. He takes an object from his home to the courtyard. He just has undone his statement.
But he has to make the statement. In other words, if I Friday morning, I say nothing, and I carry out.
Of course, right.
It's worthless.
What have you done? Of course, they're right.
Oh, okay.
So you first you move out Friday morning at 9 o'clock. I'm saying it's going to be Shabbos. I don't have any money for. I don't have any money to buy a loaf of bread to give you to contribute. So you know what? I'm mevatel my rishus to all of you. And then 10 o'clock, we see him carrying carrying a chair from his home into the courtyard. It's not even Shabbos. He has undone his bid, because I have no right. I have no rights in this courtyard.
Well, for that matter, you could say if he has keys in his pocket, if he's carrying his wallet, if he's carrying a sefer, if he's got his backpack.
So what are the parameters? Now, to walk, walking is definitely not a problem. Just to walk and carrying. To walk alone is definitely not a problem. To walk. If you're walking through the courtyard, there are two different deen. That's very.
Carrying into the courtyard, just like we say carrying on Shabbos.
That's why he would have to do this right before Shabbos. Otherwise, he would not be able. He would be Shabbos the whole week.
Right.
With 8 a.m. Friday morning, he's mavatal with words. 10 o'clock, he carries something Friday into the yard.
That's it. What he did 8 o'clock. Yes, undone. What?
Why?
Yeah, because it's not my courtyard anymore. It's not my courtyard. I gave it up. It's not. It's private property.
It's Friday afternoon. It's Chayos.
Yeah. So he. I but it's private property. Do I have a right to come into your home unannounced? I could be your guest. You can invite me into your home.
I suppose it's Devarim. I'm only mavatal from Friday night.
Oh, that's already different. That's equivalent to saying that's it's 6:30. Shabbos begins at 7 o'clock, and at 6:30 he says I'm mavatal my rishus. The Zunta hates. So if you want to go and do it deeper in advance, perhaps it works.
So you made a blanket vatal?
Right. If you make a vatal right now, I want a vatal from right now. Right now. Not in the morning. You know, you're putting yourself in a very, very difficult situation because you're not going to be allowed to carry. It's not my home. Am I allowed to walk into your home unannounced? The door's locked. I'm a god. If you can put me in jail. You can lock me up. I can't. It's trespassing. It's not. I when you are a vatal, it's not my property.
And the Chachamim assumed that this was his intent to be vatal Friday morning at 10 o'clock.
If you do it right, but that's not typical. Typical, you mevatel on Shabbos itself. Typically, you don't do this all the time. Typically, you mevatel, you make an Erev. Bitl is done normally where you forgot to make an Erev. And now it's already Shabbos. An unusual case is you could do Bitl even before Shabbos begins. And that's what we're discussing over here. And now, the primary, let's make the case extremely simple. Where the person, let's assume, I think this is correct. Is that once you're mevatel, you're not allowed even during the weekday to take from your home to the courtyard. Because if you take from your home to the courtyard, that shows that it's my courtyard. It's my courtyard. I have a right to carry from my home to my courtyard. So you're not allowed to do that. The question now is, but once the people, the other four people in the courtyard, they make a chazokah in the courtyard. In other words, 9 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, I say to the four people who finished davening, it's going to be Shabbos tonight. I'm not giving you any bread. Sorry. I'll be mevatel my rishus to 1, 2, 3, 4. My rights in the courtyard are bottle to you. And now the four people, or at least one of the four people says, okay, you relinquished. We're now going to make a chazaka in the courtyard. We're going to take possession of this that you relinquished. We will take an object from one that goes into their home and takes a chair out of his home and puts it down in the courtyard. By putting a chair from his home in the courtyard, he has in effect taken possession of this that number one relinquished. And now, at 10 o'clock, number one takes an object from his home illegally and takes it into the courtyard. It has no effect. Because once 1, 2, 3, 4 have been machzik in the courtyard, number one no longer has the power to reverse his relinquishment. What?
If he gives him a shiur on Friday, he says, all right, so now Friday we say that it's theirs, right? Come Sunday morning.
So how long does it go for? I don't know the answer.
To get it back.
I don't know the answer. L'chor, it only goes for one Shabbos. L'chor, it's only for one Shabbos.
Well, you just said Friday. You can't have it.
It's for the purpose of Shabbos.
So what about Sunday, Monday, Tuesday after Shabbos?
Well, Sunday, Monday, maybe once you mevatel, if the understanding is you mevatel forever. Once the Nechazaka.
If we accept that he's mevatel from Friday on,
yeah.
And we don't say it's only for Shabbos, so come Sunday, I'll say mevatel that applied on Friday morning at 10 o'clock should apply on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, and Monday morning at Tuesday morning.
But once the people of the courtyard are machzik in the chotzer, it's a done deal.
Right.
So now, even if the person can continue takes objects from his home into the courtyard, and that has no effect. It has no effect on the...
No, but if the analogy is you can't go into somebody's house without his insurance.
Yeah.
So on Friday we say...
So they give him permission.
He's not allowed to bring it to the courtyard.
Yeah.
He does, okay, he's over something. So what about Sunday? The
other four people give him permission to come into the courtyard. I guess so. Or let's assume there are things that you can do even without it, because you assume it's a given. There are things that people do to each other. They don't ask permission. It would be nice to ask permission.
I understood, because walking.
So let's assume, like, let's say you live in a community where, you know, it's open to a policy. There's a certain courtyard, it's private property. Everyone goes in there. Everyone goes into use this room. It belongs to one person. He's a nice guy. People don't, not so machmed. Same thing over here. You can go into the courtyard, but he's not going to, the other four people are not going to be so mean to prevent him from carrying his objects from his home to the courtyard. But you have to go through the step. Because if you don't go through the steps, then legally, it's not going to work. First of all, must relinquish his rights in the courtyard. Period. That's not enough. Number two, the other people in the courtyard or representative must do a maisa to show that we are taking possession of this that number one has relinquished. Once those two steps are done, we're finished. We're safe. Now, whatever happens doesn't matter. Number one gave it up. Number two took possession. Now it's the courtyard is the property of number one, two, three, four. Number one is a guest. Number one, two, three, four are allowed to carry from their homes into the courtyard. And number one also can carry. That was halacha, the complex halacha, because he's a guest. Also can carry as a guest because he was mevatel rishus. When is your problem? And number one is reversing. Is where number two, no, step number two has not been done. If number one relinquishes rights and number two fail to take possession. So then, if number one will then take an object from his home into the courtyard, that is a statement, it's an automatic statement, I am reversing my bittul. How do you have a right to reverse your bittul? Easy come, easy go. This whole kinyan was anyway hocus pocus. Anyway, there was no actual kinyan with a sugar with money, it was just words. You want to mevatel with words? Then we'll undo it with words as well. So that's the first halacha, very basic halacha. Now there's a very important, the Mishnah Berurah says, over here the Mishnah Berurah says that how are the people in the courtyard, how do they take possession? They do one of two things. Either they take from their home into the courtyard, or take from the courtyard into the home. So the Mishnah Berurah, this is already the second time he brings up, not everyone agrees. He brings here from the Magen Avraham. He brings from the Magen Avraham, it's the second line on page 496, the second line of the Mishnah Berurah, Kosam Magen Avraham. The loyam rinun shu ki choizor. I'm sorry, the way around. I'm sorry, not taking chazaka. I'm talking about having charata. If number one tries to reverse himself, how does he reverse himself? So Kosam Magen Avraham. The loyam rinun ki shu choizor machzik ela al yidei hoitzah mi bayis lochatz. The only way number one can reverse himself, provided number two did not make a chazaka, is only where he takes an object from his home to the courtyard. But if you take from the courtyard back into your home, that is not a strong enough statement that I'm reversing myself. To reverse yourself, what is a statement that I'm a balabas of the courtyard? If you have the chutzpah to take your property from your private home and put it in the courtyard, that's a statement. I am a balabas in this courtyard. But if I take an object that's resting in the courtyard and bring it into my house, I'm a ganav. That's not a statement that I'm a that I'm a balabas, I'm an owner, I'm a landlord in the property. That's the Magen Avraham. Because I'm Magen Avraham, the loyam rinon. Shuki choyzer machzik ela alide hoitzomi bayis lechotzer. Avalim machnis mechotzer labayis. But if you take the chotzer from the chotzer to bayis, loy nirek choyzer lachzomi bitulo lachzomi lechotzer v'kvar gosandal elvesim shepay. Sivkon tanzayin shakama poiskim chok malzed. Many disagree. Many disagree with this concept. There's no difference. So it's a dispute. And before we conclude this, I just want to tell you one quick point. One quick point, and we'll conclude this is that why don't we say the rule of kevon shehutra hutra? Just like we when it comes to, let's say, an eruv, and the eruv gets consumed. You have eruv chatzeros, 10 people, and then Shabbos begins, and then the eruv disappears. It's okay. Kevan shehutra hutra. Once Shabbos begun and it was mutter, it's mutter, right? That's a very, very basic concept. Again, the walls have to be there. The walls collapse, you're not a carrot. But if the eruv chatzeros, once you get to the critical moment of time of Shabbos beginning, it's good. So say the same thing. Once Shabbos has begun and this person was mevatel his rishus, and number two would not machzik. So why don't we say, since at this moment in time it's good, even if number one will reverse himself and be machzik in the courtyard, because step number two has not yet been done, let's say since Shabbos began, and at that point in time it was mutter, kevan shehutra hutra. Right, it's a very simple question. So the answer is, it's a two-edged sword. Just like you can be mevatel on Shabbos itself, Shabbos begins. Four people made an eruv. One person didn't make an eruv, right? So is it too late? No, just because Shabbos began, it's not never too late. There's a solution. I can be mevatel my rishus on Shabbos itself. So just like you have the benefit when it comes to the laws of bittul, you can't make an eruv on Shabbos. When Shabbos begins, if you didn't contribute to give, everyone can't start giving bread. It's too late. When Shabbos begins, if you didn't make the Erev, it's too late. But it's not too late to make Bittul. So just like it's not too late to make Bittul, you gotta have there's a price to pay for that leniency. And the price of leniency is that it's not too late for it to be undone. When it comes to making the Erev, if the Erev must have been made before Shabbos begins. So if the Erev passed a critical moment in time, you got through that moment in time, you're set to go, even though the world came to an end. Even though you lost Erev, because Shabbos, because you can't make the Erev on Shabbos. But here, you can make the Bittul on Shabbos. You want to have your cake and eat it too, that you can't have. You can make your Erev on Shabbos, but you can lose the Erev. You can make the Bittul on Shabbos. You can lose the Bittul on Shabbos if this guy reverses himself by carrying from the Bais to the Chatzar before the other people who made a Chazak in the court. That's a very important idea that the Dirshu brings out on a previous page. Okay, we'll stop here. And now let me tell you.